So, how many Twitter accounts are under your control, and when was the last time you checked in on each of them? When was the last time you tracked your Facebook ads? When was the last time you updated your LinkedIn profile? Have you been updating your Instagram stories, without which Instagram no longer displays your regular posts to your followers? What about the last time you updated your Snapchat or checked in on your inbox on Tumblr, Reddit, and Quora? What about YouTube or Twitch? And are your profile images consistent across all of your accounts? What about your website and about profile? It's a lot of different kinds of social media, especially when you're building a brand. Does it make sense to do it all? Almost certainly not.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. This week is all about social media. And in particular, I want to talk about social media channels and how easy it is to get overwhelmed by the social media landscape out there. And what are some strategies that can simplify your life, yet still keep your communications plan as effective as possible. But before we get started, I have somebody here who would like to say hi.
Hi.
Can you tell everybody your name?
Addie.
Addie what?
Addie Addison Ellis Dietrich.
Say it again.
Addie Addison Ellis Dietrich.
Addison Ellis Dietrich. How old are you?
5
years old. What is your favorite thing in the whole world?
Biscotti and meatballs and penguins. Hang on. And puppies and kitty cats.
Oh, spaghetti and meatballs, penguins, puppies, and kitty cats? Is there anything else you love?
No.
Nothing else you love?
Actually, I do. I love my mommy and my daddy and Jack Bauer and Polly.
My mommy, my daddy, Jack Bauer, and Paulina? That's awesome. All right. Can you tell everybody goodbye?
Bye!
All right. So let's get back to social media. When was the last time you checked out the Facebook or Twitter or Instagram profile of a brand to find it's been months or years since they last posted an update? If you have a social platform that's a ghost town, it makes a terrible first impression. I get it. I do. It's borderline impossible to keep 2 or 3 or half a dozen social media channels up to date and lively, interacting with your followers and potential clients in an attentive and personable manner. The lesson here? Don't try to be everywhere. You need to zero in on which social media networks your brand, image, and company are going to have the most success on, and spend your time there. We've talked a lot on this show about how your social media strategy has to be consistent with your brand and perform a quote-unquote social function at the same time, which means engage, communicate, have fun, have conversations. Don't just pump stuff out. Actually have conversations. Be social. But what does this look like in practice? Find out where your audience lives online and join them there. Look up where your keywords are getting the most buzz. Is it as hashtags on Instagram? Is it on Quora or Facebook? Is it on Twitter? Go into your Google Analytics and check where you're getting the most referral traffic, social referral traffic, and absolutely invest your time and energy into the most effective referral channels. But the most important lesson, cut it down. Focus on 1 or 2, ideally 2 that don't have much overlap. For instance, you might choose Reddit over Quora. Kind of scary. Reddit scares me. Facebook over Instagram. Based on your traffic, the strength of your referrals, and what kind of company you are. Social media takes time and energy to do it right. Having 6 or 7 different social media channels is useless if you can't devote the amount of time each channel deserves. So choose the strongest channels and throw yourself into really getting it right. For Spin Sucks, we're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We were on Google+, rest in peace, for a while, mostly because of the SEO benefits. And we do occasionally hang out on LinkedIn, but for the most part, those 3 are what we do publicly. Of course, Slack has become huge for us, so we spend the majority of our time there. We saw a big shift to what is called dark social media, which is the private places people can go to hang out. We saw a shift a couple of years ago, and we launched the Spin Sucks community on Slack to respond to that. It's actually going gangbusters, so we really only use the public social networks to stay engaged with those who aren't yet in our community. The point is, it's different for everyone and it might not be the usual suspects. Once you've narrowed it down, which social media sites you're going to focus on, you should delete or deactivate the social media channels that aren't doing you or your brand any favors. And then it's time to clean up what you do have. For example, if you're on Facebook and paid media is a priority, then you should be on Facebook. Have you activated Business Manager yet? Check your about and company info in each of your profiles. Are they up to date? Look at the contact information in your inbox and make sure you've taken care of anything outstanding and recent. What about your review section? Are they mostly positive or negative? Are there reviews? If not, maybe you should get some. Check into your media, especially old photos and videos. Are there any that don't fit your current brand and can be safely removed? Once you've sorted out your profiles and made sure everything is up to date, it's time to look at your timeline. You need to find the right rhythm for your brand's update schedule. Or what if you decide to hold on to Twitter? Keep your channel clean and use Manage Flitter or another similar service to clear up old and inactive accounts that you follow. Do you have an automated direct message autoresponder? Do you have an autoresponder? If you do, take it down immediately and then go sit in the corner for a timeout. Seriously, autoresponders stink. Are your cover image and avatar up to date and do they project the right message? Is your bio up to date? Does the link in your bio still work? Is it pointing to the right place? When was the last time you looked at your lists? Do they need to be cleaned up and updated? I'll admit that mine on my personal do for sure. So they probably do for you too. This is a habit you should do at least twice a year. Make sure your information is up to date and that you're highlighting the most important offers you have going. Your audience is going to be able to tell if your social media accounts are totally automated, and they'll ignore them if they're boring. So take on what you can do really, really well. It's going to take less time as you get better at it. So once you're on solid ground, you can start thinking about adding an additional channel, and then another one, and then another one. But don't do it until you have the time to devote to it. And that's what I have for you this week. I wanted to make sure we got platforms out of the way before we started talking about the all-important social media etiquette. I'm not planning to name and shame or anything like that, but if you have stories about behavior that you couldn't believe, you know where to find me. If you haven't yet joined the SpinSlux Slack community, what are you waiting for? Seriously, it's awesome, and we do spend the majority of our time there. Go to spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community and hang out with the best and brightest. I can't wait to see you there.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.